At the McDermott home. Of their arrival in Texas, James White reported to the readers of the Review. Wednesday, November 6, we reached Dallas, dusty and weary, but glad that our journey of about 1,000 miles from Battle Creek, Michigan, to Dallas, Texas, was at an end. We tarried the night at the home of Brother Cole and family, and Thursday came to the good and comfortable home of Brother McDermott, at Grand Prairie, west of Dallas. Here our daughter met her parents, brother, and sister, who have all been brought near the door of death by the fever which has prevailed in this state during the past season. Our coming was timely. They have a large house and warm hearts, but as they move about they look more like walking corpses than living men and women. At another time White declared that it would take two of them to make a shadow. 20 years earlier the Whites had made the acquaintance of the McDermotts, who were then living in Michigan. They were in feeble health, but with the acceptance of the health reform principles they rallied. In time, Edson White married one of the daughters, Emma. Seeking to avoid the cold winters of Michigan, the McDermotts moved to northern Texas, and settled in Grand Prairie. On this 1878 visit the Whites found the McDermotts destitute and ill. We tried to help them, wrote Ellen White. I gave Sister McDermott $40 from my own purse to use for the necessities of life. Father bought bags of flour, a barrel of apples, nuts, sugar, etc. He bought one cotton mattress and one husk mattress, overlaid with cotton. It is seldom I have seen such destitution. I have bought several things for their comfort. Father left McDermott his fur coat to use, for his blood is so low he cannot bear the least chilliness of the air. We have done what we could for them.